He said, we like to play games. That's true. And I went into the booth looking for one. It was indeterminate which one. And I thought, let's do one we haven't done in a long while. And then my hand reached for one and I thought, no, there's going to be some pushback on this. And then I thought, the pushback is part of the fun. So we are going to play Super Fight!
Yeah!
Super Fight, Super Fight is back! Yeah! Three excited cast members and one whose teeth are now gritted so sharply he can feel it in his kidneys. Steve, are you excited for Super Fight?
So excited!
Didn't you win last time?
How would I possibly remember that?
Well, you weren't as agitated.
I feel like he was really fussy that time that Darth Vader beat up a bunch of fifth graders on hoverboards. Or
yes,
something.
There was some long-term accusations of Kelly bending the rules on a game where imaginary people with specific skills fight.
Well, let's be honest. If there's a game and there are rules, Kelly will bend them.
That's the weird thing about this game.
We are all bendy.
The rules are open to interpretation as we go.
And it's called Super Fight. So
Maitland, and for people listening for the first time, it's an actual game. It's called the Game of Absurd Arguments, and we are good at that.
Yeah.
So, two teams in this case. You could play solo if you want, and it could be a four-person battle royal. I feel like, Steve, that would make it even more frustrating for you, but if you'd like to try it that way, you can.
I kind of like that idea better.
Okay.
A battle royale.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There are no alliances.
Okay. I'm going to pass around eight of these white cards.
Okay.
This is the basis of who your hero in the super fight will be. Choose any one of these cards. It's more than eight. Choose any one. You don't have to take the top, but don't look at it yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Pass them around.
So just take
now
one of the cards.
So Okay. Examples of what they could get that they're not going to get: a supermodel, my significant other, a secret agent, K-pop star, a dragon, a mermaid, smoke monster.
Can I look?
I said no, but it doesn't really matter. Right. You can look at it.
I
said that it didn't really matter. You just lay the other ones down there. All right, now I'm going to hand around three cards each of the black cards, which give them additional traits.
Okay.
But before we do that, let's reveal your starting bases.
All right.
Okay, and the winner of this fight, of which you will get to vouch for why your skills will win. Who thinks they will win so far without knowing anyone else's?
Oh, I do.
Oh, we can know ours now.
Yes, please look at them now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean.
All right.
This person's pretty good at what they do.
Okay. Kelly's very confident, scoffed at anyone else saying it.
I got a group.
Hot Wing says he'll win.
Got a group.
Oh, well, that's
Steve, what do you
already
have?
All right.
I have a person.
Who is it?
Martha Effin Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Okay.
She's been to prison, dude. She
I know.
Fight.
Okay.
And she's crafty. Uh-huh.
She is. Kelly?
I got literally, and it says literally, insane clown posse.
Oh, you so, got ICP.
Okay, so okay, so you
Shaggy Too Dope and Violent J.
Violent J.
Hot Wings, who do you have?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
The Pope.
Oh! The power of Christ compels you.
Martha Stewart will kick his ass, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that dude's going to be in a headlock getting punched in the face with garlic rolls made by hand.
Yeah.
You're going down. I think that ICP would spit at the Pope.
No way.
He would bless them with holy water. They would drink it as Faygo. Maitland.
I have a challenge ahead of me because mine is a reggae band.
Oh, no. Oh, they're so peaceful.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are going to be so
probably
chilly.
Large in number. All right. Now.
Peace prevails.
Pass these around. Choose three. You can choose them at random or from the top, whatever. I've shuffled them.
Okay.
Do not look at these. You will look at them one at a time to build your fighter.
Bottom, one from the middle, one from the top.
Now, as we will combine these traits with your fighter one at a time and really grayed out. So who would win right now? Martha Stewart, ICP, the Pope, or
a reggae band.
So we're talking just a fight. There's no other things thrown in there.
I mean, it's street fight, so there's no rules. But
ICP.
Right now, probably ICP, unless the reggae band, they're not going to have like 12 members, are they?
I don't know.
No, I don't
know. I mean, you got to have somebody to play that stupid kettle drum.
Yeah.
And the one person who can keep the same beat for all songs.
Yeah.
The instruments are good weapons.
All right.
But ICP is also,
I think ICP.
Do they play any instruments?
I don't know.
But here's the thing.
They have a band or a DJ.
They're also from Detroit. So there's like a 90% chance they're Catholic. In which case, the Pope is going to kick their asses because they'll just genuflect and it's over.
You think that the guys in ICP are pretty devout if they're Catholic?
I bet they are.
You think they are devout Catholics who'd be like, yo,
Yes.
Take a knee, my brother.
Yes.
That's not how they talk.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, share with us. Now, you have Martha Stewart. What is the first trait card you have to build Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart is going to be kicking some ass in her invisible jet.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. But you can still see her flying through the air. I mean,
with
modern conveniences and technologies, I mean, it's going to be pretty easy to find her.
Plus, what are you going to do with that as a street fight? Is it armed?
Yeah.
Or is it just like.
She's just going to swoop in and
crash it into
drop
him?
Drop a missile or something.
Okay. Yeah. Kelly, add a trait to ICP.
Ooh, ICP can turn to steel.
Okay. Wow, you are off to a hot start.
Okay,
Steel Clown Posse.
Okay, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Howings, what's the first trait for the Pope?
The Pope is armed with a puppy musket.
All right. A puppy musket?
Yeah, so I guess the Pope can shoot puppies at people.
Okay.
But it takes forever to reload.
I don't think that's going to does it say that?
Well, no, but it's a musket. I mean, you got to treat it like it's real.
You got to pack that puppy's wad, don't you?
You got to pack the wad. So that's going to take some time. He's old. He does have the power of Christ.
Yeah.
But he also has a very slow loading puppy musket.
I mean, he could be saying prayers to turn his musket into a real weapon.
I mean, this would have been okay maybe 15 years ago, but right now he couldn't even make Easter services, so this is not in my favor.
What I like about your puppy musket, though, is you could shoot those at, like, ICP, and they would have to catch them, because nobody's going to let a puppy hit the ground.
No,
not even ICP is going to hurt a puppy.
Exactly. No, absolutely. Those guys have hearts.
Yeah, so I feel like you could really get us with that one.
Maitland, add a trait to your reggae band in this fight.
My reggae band's going to be riding a broomstick.
The whole band on one broomstick?
Yes, it has to be.
A single broomstick.
Definitely.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Boy, this is not shaping out well for Maitland, but there's still
more. Broom.
They don't even know that they're fighting.
They're going to have such a great time, though.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be so laid back.
Steve, add your second trait.
You know the broom whisk at the bottom is all made of pot, too, and it's on fire.
It's slowly burning. It's a joint that looks like a broom that's big enough to fly on.
Yeah.
Steve, second trait for Martha Stewart in this battle.
As Martha Stewart is cruising around in her invisible jet, she's also... Oh, I need the deck again. I need to draw a character from the deck.
Oh.
You get a sidekick?
Okay, so she's got a sidekick. Okay.
She's going to be riding a vampire slayer.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Like a human vampire slayer?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my God, you could kill the Pope.
Oh, yeah, that's a mortal enemies.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, immortal enemies.
The Pope is a vampire?
No. Pope's not a vampire.
The Pope is not a vampire. Also, I mean, none of us are vampires.
There it is. That's the stuff. Kelly just did is what drove Steve crazy. Right? Am I right?
If anybody's close to a vampire, it's the guys who wear white makeup and dress goth. I mean,
your guy wears a cape. That is so vampire, and he's so pale.
He is the opposite. He's the one who walks into a room and a vampire melts. He's got the water.
It'd be hard for him to haul that around.
The Pope is literally the opposite of a vampire.
The Pope could bless water and turn it into his own death liquid.
Now, the last Pope, Benedict, he was a little vampire-y.
See,
yeah,
I'm
right?
saying.
But this is current Pope. Everyone loves Francis.
Yeah, he definitely,
I think the Venn diagram between a vampire and the Pope is pretty much a circle.
You think so?
Yeah. 100%.
Kelly, what are you adding to ICP? We know they're made of steel.
Oh, not only are they made of steel, they breathe fire.
Okay, this is formidable.
Puppy launcher on fire.
Okay, man.
Yeah, okay, hands are going to melt to that puppy musket.
This is tough. It's like the ICP version of Mechagodzilla.
You're in the fight with the Pope holding a puppy musket so far. What's your second trait?
God, this is not going well. Wearing a scuba suit.
You're dead.
Okay, but it's all white, though. So it looks nice.
It would look really
I'm
nice.
I'm decreeing that nice. Hot Wings only has a chance against the reggae band flying a broom made of weed.
Okay, I'm really going to need the hand of God to help.
Okay.
Because otherwise,
third trait, Maitland.
As a man, this is not going well.
So my reggae band will also have a 6-foot neck.
Dang, that is.
There is nothing about them that's not vulnerable to death.
Yeah.
All right, I don't think we have time for a third trait. Unless you all add them really quickly. Steve, yeah. Third trait.
Okay, my third trait is, Martha Stewart with her invisible jet while riding a vampire slayer also has the ability to super jump.
Super jump, so nice. Like 8 feet. Kelly.
We turn to steel, we breathe fire, and we're very sticky. We're very, very sticky.
It's going to be hard getting those puppies off.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't be more dead because the Pope's also a tween.
So you have a tween Pope
who's wearing
has a puppy musket wearing a scuba suit.
Yeah, he's useless.
He's dead.
He's so dead.
He's a new character in Twilight. Yeah, he is.
What about his army of twink touchers? Do they go with him? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
No, not Jesus.
Oh, yeah, half the cardinals from the 80s are just leering.
Yeah. But he's going to be in danger of being captured by his own army at that point. Maitland, what's your third trait?
So my reggae band will be riding a broomstick made of weed with their 6 foot necks, and but they can walk through solid objects.
Oh, that's okay. Impressive. Okay, you're back in. I was about to eliminate you. Yeah. Hot Wings as the Pope in scuba gear as a tween with a musket puppy. Puppy musket. You're out.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm so dead.
You're so dead.
Yeah, I can't pray
Maitland
hard
got back
to
in there by
fight.
Being able to walk through solid objects. All right, Steve and Kelly, who would win between you two?
Oh, God, Kelly, obviously.
Yeah, I can turn to steel, I can breathe fire, and I'm sticky. I mean, Martha Stewart would hate the fact that I'm sticky.
I mean, mine's a great combination. I love it, but I don't stand a chance against metal ICP fire breathers.
She'd probably just make some sort of amalgamation of stuff that makes things not sticky, like white vinegar and maybe some molasses when mixed together, and wipe it down with one of those magic erasers.
I mean,
yeah,
with
she'd
the help
just make
of a
you
vampire,
really clean.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's really hard to say.
A vampire slayer, though, not a vampire.
Oh, well, I'm not a vampire here. Yeah, I'm going to take you out, Steve. I'm taking you out.
They're made
of
steel. You can't put a stake through their heart. I mean, that kills people who are not vampires also. It's not like, I'm not a vampire. I'm not dead.
And we breathe fire. I can just set you on fire.
Kelly is ICP, made of steel, fire breathing, and sticky against Maitland's reggae band that's on riding a broomstick made of weed. With 6 foot necks. And what was the last one?
Can walk through solid objects.
Okay.
Maitland,
why would you win?
Because this reggae band could walk through a fireproof wall and the rest of them could ride over it and hide from the fire-breathing ICP.
So you're winning by hiding?
Yeah. Okay. That's all I got. Well,
that is not victory.
But the 6 foot necks really give us away.
They do.
So.
Yeah, they're just going to chop your necks off.
Yeah, you go into a fully concrete room, but your head still stick out the top.
Arguably.
It's like those exercise machines from the 50s and 60s where they just sat in a hot box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Maitland's.
Your broom is super flammable, too. So even though you could move through us because we're steel, I still feel like we could just breathe fire right onto your broom and set all of y'all up for failure.
And ICP would so smoke your broom.
They would.
Yeah. And the fact that we're sticky, like, can you move through sticky? Steel.
Sticky steel.
Oh, but reggae loves that sticky icky wee.
I think we're declaring Kelly's ICP steel. Yeah. I mean, this is not even, there's no fight in
reggae
this case.
Stands no chance.
This is not like fifth graders on hoverboards.
No, that's tough to top.